In the gospel reading today, our Lord speaks to us about the things that are going to be happening toward the end of the world. And it's something that we need to be very careful about as we look at what's happening around us. He tells us that there are going to be wars and plagues and famines and earthquakes and so on, and those have been happening right along. So he said, when you hear about these things, don't get worried about that. That's not what the point is. What we need to watch for then would be the signs from heaven, because he tells us that that's what's going to happen. And he also tells us that before that happens, we're going to be handed over. Some, he said, even by parents and friends and relatives. Normally we would say, there is no way that's going to happen. But look what's happening in our day. Did you get the shot? Don't talk to me. Stay away. You can't come. I'll call the police. Whatever. We've got parents that won't let their kids see their grandchildren. We've got people who are cutting off friends. Don't talk to me. You voted for the wrong person. I'm not talking to you ever again. You got the shot. Forget it. You didn't get the shot. Forget it. All these things they are doing on purpose to cause division. And we're like a bunch of sheep just following along and allowing ourselves to be divided. Why? This is exactly what Satan wants. We need to make sure that, number one, we are united with God, doing his will, striving for union with him. That has to be what our lives are about. And following from that, then, we need to bring the truth and the light and the charity of God into a world that knows none of those. The world has given itself over to falsehood. People keep listening to that stupid TV, and I don't know why they keep listening to that idiot box, but they do. And all that they do is lie to you. Lies, 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 lies. And we believe it. I mean, really, why would they lie to us about something like this? Look a little further. They've got an agenda. But I know. Never mind. Anyway, we need to make sure that our focus is correct. We need to make sure that we are living the way that we're supposed to be living. The Lord tells us what's going to happen. If you are living according to the way of Christ, you will be rejected. You will be handed over. You will be persecuted. Some are going to be put to death. We don't like to think about that. Look at what's going on around the world. Look at what's happening in Africa. Look at what's happening in China. Look at what's happening throughout Asia. Catholic people are being put to death. There are people every single day. They're just not telling us about it. Remember, there were more Christian martyrs in the 20th century than in the 19th century's previous combined. And the 21st century has started out way worse than what was going on in the 20th. So we have lots and lots of people who are suffering and who are being killed for their faith. Don't think it can't happen here, because it's not very far away. We just need to be prepared. Don't worry about it. Jesus said that. Don't worry. Just trust. Again, we've got the idea, well, if I trust God, that means everything is going to be wonderful. I'll have a big fat bank account. Nobody will give me any trouble. I'll have loads of food. Everything will be great. That's not what trust means. It means God will take care of everything, but not necessarily the way we think he's going to. And if he's calling you to be a martyr, then that's what he's calling you to. So we just need to trust him that he will do what is the very best for each of us, even if we don't naturally agree that that might be the best. How could it be the best that he'd let me be hungry? How could it be the best that he would let me be rejected, even by my family members? How could it be the best that he would let me be put to death? If that's what's going to make you a saint, that's what's the best. Isn't that what we're supposed to be about? Becoming saints. We have the greatest opportunity in the history of the world to be able to do it. Don't run away from it. Don't compromise just so that you can live for a few years longer in this mess. Who'd want to anyway? The goal is heaven. Why would we want to run away from heaven to stay around here longer if we can get there sooner? Keep the focus where it belongs, on the Lord, and just trust him and be at peace. He will take care of everything, literally everything, if we will trust, which is very, very difficult. Trust is one of the hardest virtues in the spiritual life to develop, and it is very difficult. So we'd like to give him lip service and say we trust him. Most of us do not. So as we move along and things continue progressing, we're going to have lots of opportunities to put it into practice. So pray for it, work on it, but when push comes to shove, turn everything over to him and trust.